Welcome to this introduction for the audio-described performance of Starter for Ten, a musical based on the novel by David Nichols and directed by Charlie Parham. The production lasts for 2 hours and 30 minutes, including a 20-minute interval. The audio-described performance is on Saturday, 4th of October at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 12:30 p.m. The show will be described by Megan Brooks and Jake Hayes. This audio introduction lasts for 13 minutes and contains information about the set, costumes, characters, and theatre. Starter for Ten takes place in a variety of locations, including Southend-on-Sea, Bristol University, and the University Challenge Studios. All are backed by walls patterned with rectangular blocks in varying shapes and sizes, coloured in muted greens and beige. The set consists of 3 areas of decreasing size, divided by wall panels which rise or slide open to reveal the space behind. The largest area is at the front of the stage and includes a set of 3 steps which lead down into the audience. Behind this is a slightly narrower area with entrances to the left and the right. The rear wall of this section contains hidden rectangular portions which open to create doorways and squares which act as windows. The rear space remains blacked out and is used to add greater depth or stage dramatic effects such as flood lighting, a shimmering disco ball and atmospheric haze. Above the front wall are 2 digital display screens. A larger one is positioned centrally and gives information including locations, character names or the words University Challenge. A smaller display to the right shows the time or the date. Location-appropriate lights hang from above, including bare light bulbs in student digs, fluorescent strip lights at the university, and spotlights in the TV studio. The south end living room of the Jackson family is represented by a comfy brown sofa, standard lamp, and a TV placed on a wheeled unit. To the right is a sideboard, on top of which are a corded phone, lamp, and framed picture. The exterior of Bristol University is represented by 3 imposing sandstone arches divided by vaulting columns. A 2-stepped platform regularly wheels on with an upper area measuring approximately 12 feet by 6. It's used for a variety of purposes, including a crowded kitchen party, Brian's student bedroom, and an Italian restaurant. The floor is decorated in the same rectangular designs as the walls. In Brian's room is a wardrobe plastered with posters and magazine cuttings of musicians including Kate Bush, Wham, and Billy Joel. To the right of the wardrobe is a small wooden desk with a portable stereo on. On the floor to the left is a messy mattress and untidy red duvet. The Italian restaurant has 3 small round tables with red and white checked tablecloths and a red candle on each. There is a sandwich board to the right with the specials written in chalk. A student kitchen is the location for a crowded party. Guests gather around a large American-style fridge and a table with portable stereo. On the floor there is a beanbag and a cluster of black bin bags. In the University Challenge studio, groups of 4 contestants sit in 2 booths. They are organised in a formation familiar to fans of the TV programme, where a camera trick shows one team stacked on top of the other. Here, the 2 teams are wheeled in from either side, with a taller booth positioned behind a lower one. Steps allow access to the rear booth. Players' surnames are illuminated on the front of each, with a digital scorecard on the right-hand side. Presenter Bamba Gascoigne sits to the right in an individual booth decorated in the same brown and green colourway. The studio is lit by 2 freestanding lighting rigs on either side, and the name of the show appears in a digital box above the contestants. Backstage at Granada Studios, there is a 7-foot-tall vintage lighting rig mounted on a tripod, a set of stepladders, and a wheeled flight case big enough to seat 3 students. Characters and costumes. Adam Bregman plays Brian Jackson. He's a slender 18-year-old, 5'9" tall, with a pale face hidden behind dark framed glasses. His wavy brown hair is medium in length and sticks out at the sides. He usually wears blue jeans, pale shirt and a camel-coloured corduroy jacket inherited from his father. Brian moves with a teenage awkwardness, shoulders slightly hunched. When excited, his walk gains a bounce and his movements become highly energised. Mel Giedroyc plays Brian's big-hearted mother, Irene Jackson, and Julia Bland, the vice deputy executive of the Granada Game Show Committee. Irene is a white woman in her 40s and of average height and build. Her softly permed, strawberry blonde hair falls to her shoulders with a fringe swept to the side. Her large brown eyes gaze tenderly on her husband and son. She follows the fashion of the day and often wears shades of blue, including a blue denim shirt, dress, and blouses with blue hues. Julia Bland cuts a powerful, energetic figure as she struts around Granada Studios. Her face becomes increasingly animated as she puts the student contestants to the test. Julia wears red glasses, a two-piece skirt suit in vivid mint green, with a white, large-frilled blouse underneath. Her chestnut hair is coiffed in a Thatcher-esque bouffant. Brian's father, Dave Jackson, is played by Stephen Ashfield, a white man in his 40s with an oval face and short brown hair. He has blue eyes and a gentle face and wears a shirt and tie over tan trousers. Stephen also plays Bamba Gascoigne, the charismatic host of University Challenge. Bamba frequently appears in Brian's imagination and often materialises in strange places, such as the inside of a wardrobe. Bamba wears a beige suit, striped tie, and has rectangular, dark-framed glasses. His thick, heavily coiffed blonde hair is set with a large quiff. Bamba is smooth in his gestures and oozes self-confidence. Christian Maynard is Spencer, Brian's mouthy best friend from Southend. Spencer has brown skin and short black afro hair. He has dark almond-shaped eyes set in an angular face, which is quick to smile or sneer at his friend. He wears a black leather bomber jacket over a V-neck jumper and blue jeans. He moves with a burly swagger, which contrasts with his slick dance moves when at the party. Luke Johnson plays Dez, Brian's neighbour in Southend. In his 40s, Dez is tall and of average build, with soft blonde hair and a pale moustache. Dez wears jeans and a pale t-shirt. His movements are gentle and reticent, almost apologetic. Luke also appears as Colin Paget, a third-year student trying out for the quiz team. Robert Bambridge, Miles Martin, and Raphael Reese share the role of young Brian Jackson. Young Brian wears slippers and pale striped pyjamas. At university, Brian meets a host of students and teachers, all dressed in typical 80s fashion, including perms, power suits, and high-waisted jeans. The colour palette is mainly pastel colours, a softer and warmer look than the opening sequences in the 1970s, where quiz show contestants appear in muted beiges, browns, and dark greens. Asher Parker Wallace plays Rebecca Epstein, a politically motivated student who becomes Brian's friend. She's 5'8", with a slender frame, light brown skin and long black hair that she wears in braids, partially pulled away from her face. Rebecca's brown eyes are heavily defined with makeup and her clothes always black, including a tight top and short black PVC skirt and tights. She wears a knee-length black leather jacket with badges on the collar and strides around in black ankle boots. Imogen Craig is Alice Harbinson, a first-year student at Bristol University and Brian's romantic obsession. Alice has platinum blonde, softly permed hair which hangs below her shoulders. She has a heart-shaped face and pale skin. Alice is 5'5", with a slender frame that she accentuates when dressing up with figure-hugging dresses. On a date night with Brian, she wears a knee-length, fuchsia pink bell-shaped dress which transforms into an asymmetrical sequin dress partway through the evening. Alice carries herself with grace and self-confidence. Will Jennings is Patrick Watts, Bristol University Challenge team leader. He is white and of average height, with a medium build. An older student in his early 20s, he has a square jaw and brown hair styled with a foppish fringe. His face is extremely expressive, particularly when he is nervous and under pressure on the quiz panel. Patrick wears pale trousers, a pale shirt, with a colourful tie under a red V-neck jumper. Will Jennings also appears as Mr. Harbinson, father of Alice. Mr. Harbinson wears a beige suit and flat cap and has a serious face behind his glasses. 18-year-old Lucy Chang, played by Miracle Chance, is another student trying out for the quiz team. Lucy has pale olive skin and straight long brown hair with a centre parting, worn with giant hair clips. Her fringe sits over a heart-shaped face with brown eyes and large glasses. Lucy has a petite frame and wears a purple tank top, green tie and short blue tartan skirt with knee-high white socks and purple trainers. She holds herself upright and has a cuddly panda backpack. Despite her reserved demeanour, Lucy has bursts of intense energy. Alice's mum, Rose Harbinson, is played by Michelle Bishop. She's a horsey woman in her late 30s, with medium build and light skin. She has elegant features and long, wavy, sandy blonde hair, which she keeps tied back. She wears horse riding attire and oozes wealth and confidence. Rachel John is Professor Bowman, Brian's tutor. She's in her early 40s and is tall with a medium build. Professor Bowman has dark brown skin and wide-set brown eyes with a patient, caring face. Her shoulder-length black hair is set with large curls and pulled away from her face. She wears a muted red and white patterned dress with a mustard-yellow blazer over the top and flat brown shoes. Additional teachers and students are played by the cast, while Kwame Kandakore and Laura Dawn Pyatt complete the ensemble. The quiz show voiceover is provided by Stephen Fry. The cast and creative team for Starter for 10 are Book and Lyrics, Emma Hall and Charlie Parham. Music and Lyrics, Hattie Carman and Tom Ramerson. Directed by Charlie Parham. Associate Director, Catherine Boot. Choreographer, Alexandra Sarmiento. Set and Costume Design by Lee Newby. Music Supervisor, Vocal Arranger and Additional Music by Nick Barstow. The band comprises of Musical Director and Keys, Honor Halford McLeod, Assistant Musical Director, Keys and Guitar, Archie Coombe, Guitars, Dejante Hinks, Bass, Samuel Fox, and Drums, Philip Williams. Content warnings. This production uses haze and occasional bright lights aimed towards the audience. Access information. The Bristol Old Vic is accessible through the theatre's main entrance on King Street. Please note that the street is cobbled. Full access information for the Bristol Old Vic can be found at https://bristololdvic.org.uk/your-visit/access/general-access-information. If you need any further assistance, then either contact the box office on 0117 987 7877 or email access@bristololdvic.org.uk. That's the end of this audio introduction. We hope you enjoy the show.